no matter what it is that you've been through, there are people out there right now who are hurting and struggling and wrestling with something. They're searching for answers to questions that you already know, like the back of your hand.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. I'll be the first to admit that sometimes marketing a business feels like it's survival of the fittest. Standing out online, especially amongst a sea of others who do exactly what you do, is no longer a nice to have. It is a must have. So if you're an aspiring business owner or already making waves, you've got to pay attention to this game changer. I'm talking personal branding. Personal branding is not just about a logo or a snazzy headline. It's the reputation you can turn into revenue by unleashing your authentic self and making those oh so important connections with customers, investors, and collaborators. Think about it. Underneath every thriving business lies a magnetic force, an incredible personal brand that speaks volumes about who you are, what you do, and what you stand for. It's like the heart and soul of your business, shining a light on your values, your expertise, and your one-of-a-kind story. And the person to help us craft a killer personal brand that will set us apart is my guest today. His name is Rory Vaden. Rory is a New York Times bestselling author, a recognized expert in business strategy and leadership, and he has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, CNN, Entrepreneur Inc., and on Fox News National Television, just to name a few of the places you might have heard him. As a world-renowned speaker, his TED Talk has been viewed over 4 million times. He is a two-time world champion of public speaking finalist, has been called one of the top 100 leadership speakers in the world by Inc. magazine, and was recently inducted into the Professional Speaking Hall of Fame. He is also the co-founder of Brand Builders Group and the host of the Influential Personal Brand podcast. I can't think of anyone better to become an influential force in our niches. So let's jump in and make your brand stand out like never before. Now, real quick, before we dive in, if you are someone who is looking to start, build, and monetize a personal brand, Rory and his team will teach you the entire journey. He has a place where you can book a free one-on-one call. And if you want to do that, head to freebrandcall.com/Jenna Kutcher. That's freebrandcall.com/Jenna Kutcher. We'll explain more in the show, but I just wanted to share this before we get started. So without further ado, let's dive on in and talk personal branding. Recently, my team went down to a four-day work week so we can spend more time in the sun and less time in front of screens. In order for us to be able to do that, we have to work smarter and not harder. That's why we're so excited about HubSpot's integrated AI tech. It's helping teams like ours automate the more tedious parts of running a business, like doing research, summarizing information, writing copy, and more. Recent research shows that marketers are already slicing time spent on admin tasks in half thanks to AI, from 5 hours to 2.5 hours per day. Just imagine, with all that extra time, you could be joining us with a four-day work week too. Start saving time in your business with the help of the AI-powered tools built right into HubSpot CRM. Learn more and get started today at HubSpot.com. This episode is sponsored by Ritual, daily essentials created by a team of scientists and nutritional experts who are dedicated to your daily health. Visit ritual.com/golddigger to get 20% off your first month. Okay, so it's not often that we get to have a male guest on the podcast, but I reserve spaces for the men I love and know and respect. And Rory Vaden, you are one of them. So welcome to the Gold Digger podcast.
Thank you, my friend. And I was raised by a single mom who sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. So, you know, I know more about makeup than I do about cars. And I connect with the ladies. I grew up around women who taught me all about success and the principles of success. So, you know, anyways, I love having that spot. Thank you.
I love that. So it's actually wild because Rory and I met almost exactly a year ago. And over the last year, we have kept in very close contact and we work together on a number of different things, from events to masterminds, to speeches, to stories. We have kind of woven together in a really amazing way. Most recently, just sitting on the couch at one of our friends' houses connecting. And I said, you have to come on my podcast to talk about this topic. So what are we going to cover today? You can be the spoiler, and then we'll kind of dive into the backstory that led us to this point.
Yeah. So we study personal brand strategy. That is what we do. And we are a one-on-one, you know, training coaching firm. So we work with people one-on-one. And a lot of times I think, Jenna, when people hear that phrase personal branding, their mind goes to things like social media or visual identity, colors, logos. They might think about funnels, and that's not how we think about it. So we define personal branding as simply the digitization of your reputation.
Ooh, yes.
And so it's really just your reputation, and it's about taking who you want to be known as and what you want to be known for and helping more people find you. And we have this formula and this sort of belief that reputation really precedes revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
If you are a side hustler, or if you're thinking about being a side hustler, or if you are an overwhelmed entrepreneur, we go, okay, I want more revenue. But really the step before is you have to have more reputation. You have to have more people know you, because if I don't know you, clearly I can't buy from you. And so what we find is that there's a lot of people, this is a generalization, but I'll say that there's a lot of amazing females. I know that's predominantly who's listening here, who have amazing results. And they're these amazing women. They do so many amazing things. And so they have great results, but then sometimes they struggle with the reach component.
Yeah.
And we say that results times reach equals reputation. Results times reach equals reputation. So a lot of people, and it's not just women, our audience we define as mission-driven messengers.
Yeah.
They've done these amazing things, but sometimes they don't realize how amazing they are. And they don't realize how powerful their story can be for someone else. And so a lot of what we do is we help find those stories, we find those people, and we just create the strategy and the systems and the team and the technology around them to help them become known by more people so they can make more impact.
Okay. I love this. And I've experienced this firsthand. You have helped me really craft specific messaging that really helps connect people to not just the brand, but like the personality, right? I often talk about like there's a big difference between a brand and a business. A business is an offer. It's a product, a service, something that you're selling. A brand has a personality behind its offers. And I truly believe that if anyone were to ask me to distill down the one reason why I've been able to pivot so many times from photographer to podcaster to course creator to author to affiliate to speaker, it is because my brand has always had a personality behind it. It has had this heartbeat where people connect to the humanness and the human nature behind whatever the mission or the message is. So you kind of touched on this, but let's dive a little bit deeper, because I think people are getting branding really wrong. And I want to kind of hear your take on branding, especially for women. When we think of branding, we think of visuals, right? We think of like the beautiful logo and the perfect palette of colors and which font typeface is used for the headline and the subhead. And we go into this visual place, but we forget that all of this is meant to make you feel something. And a real brand is the personality. It's not the palette. It's not the colors. It's the personality. So how would you define a personal brand in a way that kind of pushes away all of the objections that people might already be hearing of thinking, oh, I had a logo created 5 years ago, or, oh, I kind of know what I want things to look like. How do we want to explain the personality in a different way?
Yeah, well, the textbook definition is what I said earlier, that personal branding would be the digitization of your reputation.
Yes.
But to talk about what you're saying here, I think a lot of a personal brand is really like an emotion that you create. It's a way that you make people feel, right? When people interact with Jenna, it feels like I'm talking to a best friend. It feels like we're sitting on the couch together, whether I'm listening to your show or I'm listening to you on stage or I'm listening to you on Instagram as in a caption or a photo. You have such an endearing personality, such a this warm and certainly charismatic, but genuine sort of attraction and this genuine feel that people get. And I think that's what a personal brand is, right? It's what do people think of when they think of you?
Yes.
And it's that simple. And part of it, when it comes to business, it's like, what do people say about you when you're not there, right? And that is reputation. And when people say your reputation precedes you,
yep.
It is what are all the aspects and all the elements that surround you, your story, your clients, that sort of reach a person before you get to them? If you look at our relationship as an example, right? Yeah. Like we had worked our company with Ed Milet and Lewis Howes and Amy Porterfield and Tom and Lisa Bilyeu. Like these are clients of ours that you knew them and they yeah. had an experience with us. And that got to you kind of like before, as I did. And that goes a long way in establishing relationships. So I think that's really what it's about is what do people think of when they think of you?
So let's unpack a little bit. How did you get to this place? How did you become this expert in storytelling and branding? Give us a little bit of a life look at Rory that led you to this place of passion where you land today on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned that I was raised by a single mom who sold Mary Kay cosmetics. So I did. I grew up around women. They were constantly teaching me the principles of success. And you know, when I say I know more about makeup than I do about cars, I mean that literally. Like, you know, every morning, ladies, when you wake up and you stand in front of that mirror, it goes wash, toner, moisturizer, foundation, wrinkle-free eye cream, base eyeshadow, dark eyeshadow, blush, eyeliner, mascara, lip liner, and lipstick. You know, so I was a mama's boy and was also around direct sales. So I learned about that at a young age. And then when I was in college, I got recruited to work in a summer program where I actually went door to door and I knocked on doors 14 hours a day, 6 days a week on straight commission, paying all of my own expenses in a state that I'd never been before. And I did it to help pay my way through school. And so I learned a lot about sales there, but I always had this dream of wanting to be a speaker. And early on, you know, so when I was like 17, I started speaking in high schools. And when I graduated college, I joined this organization called Toastmasters International, and they had a competition called the World Championship of Public Speaking. And so at the time, Jen, I'm like 22 years old. And I thought, well, gosh, maybe if I could win the world championship, that would give me the credibility to like start a speaking career. So I entered this contest. You know, I spoke 304 times for free. I watched thousands of hours of film. I received over 2,200 written evaluations. I analyzed 20 years of world championship contests, and I made it to the top 10 speakers in the world out of 25,000 contestants, and I lost. But then I went back the next year. I studied harder. I got more coaching. I made it all the way back to the world championship again. And then the next year I lost again, actually, but I lost higher. I was technically the 2007 world champion of public speaking, first runner up. So I came in second place. And so we decided to like start this company of putting on these motivational events. And the only thing we knew about was sales. And so we started a company doing sales training events. And I had a friend in college that I met, and we started the company together. And he had this one girl that he was best friends with that he had like known his whole life. And so the three of us and one other gentleman started the company. We grew that to like 200 people. It was an 8-figure business. And we sold that in 2018, very unexpectedly. And we exited from that company. Well, when that happened, we lost all of my podcasts, my client list, our 200 team members, my entire social media following. And so just recently in 2018, we were like back on zero, but I had met a young guy. I had been on this podcast when my first book, Take the Stairs, came out. It hit the New York Times. I was on this new podcast called School of Greatness with Lewis Howes. And it was like this new up and coming guy. And we became friends because we're the same age. And I was 29 at the time. And I said, hey, man, you should write a book. And, you know, if you want to, you know how the New York Times works, I'll share with you like what we learned. And we had become friends as I was like walking through him, helping him publish his first book. And then we lost touch. And to the day that we exited our former company and we were sitting on zero, Lewis called and said, I know we haven't talked in a while, but my business has really grown, but I'm pulled in a million directions. And I really feel like I could use your brain helping me create a strategy for my personal brand. I know that's not what you guys do, but would you be willing to do it? Do you have any time open? And it was like, well, actually, our calendar suddenly is wide open. And so he came here to the house and we spent 2 days with him. And Lewis was the one that after those 2 days, he said, this is the most powerful business training I've ever been through. This is your new company. And we said, well, we don't have a company. We don't have a team. We don't have a website. We don't have anything anymore. It's all gone. And he said, that's okay. I'm going to bring you on my show and we're going to announce it to the world that this is what you're doing. And so Lewis became our first customer. And 5 years later, you know, we're back to like eight-figure business. I mentioned, you know, several of the clients we've worked with. And most of our clients are not the uber famous celebrity, you know, Eric Thomas, the ET, the hip hop preacher, and Jasmine Starr and Natalie Ellis, a lot of your friends. Those are clients of ours, but most of our clients are not those people.
Yeah.
They're mostly the people with a dream and, you know, a calling, but they don't really know exactly how to get started, or they don't really know how to, they want to get to that level, right? Yeah. They want to be a Jenna Kutcher, but there's a big distance there. So anyways, that's the whole life story as fast as I can tell it.
So I love this so much. And I love how the whole thing went so full circle. I feel like life is so beautiful in that way. So if somebody's listening to this and they're like, I am the most boring person on planet Earth. Nobody cares about what I'm eating for breakfast. I have no good story. Why would anyone want to follow me? I love following personal brands, but there's no way I could have one. What would you say to that person?
Yeah, I would say that you are vastly underestimating the role that you have in the world. And I can boil our entire secret, I can boil it down into one sentence. So just to share, the full Brand Builders Group experience is really quite massive. Usually we work with people typically for several years. So our full curriculum is 14 different two-day experiences. So we have 14, you could think of it as different courses that you'd have to go through to complete everything. Now, most of our clients don't go through all of them, but it's a lot. But if I were going to be able to boil it down to, you know, this kind of the secret is we realized once we started training other strategists and having to teach them what we were doing with our early clients, that there was this very common thread that we were finding with clients. And we didn't know this when we started the company, but we know it now. And we believe that this is the secret of a great personal brand. And it's the reason why everyone should be listening and not underestimating it. And so here's what we realized. You are always most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were.
Yes.
You're most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were. It's not about being famous. It's not about being rich. It's not about being on TV. It's not about having millions of followers. The irony is that building a personal brand, at least in the way that we do it, your personal brand is not about you. Your personal brand is completely in the service of the people that you can help. It's standing in a place of going, there is somebody right now who is going through and struggling with something that you have already been through, right? They are facing obstacles that you have already overcome. And so if there's a shortcut to finding, we call it finding someone's uniqueness. If there's a shortcut to finding someone's uniqueness, all we have to do is simply say, what challenge have you conquered? What setback have you survived? What tragedy have you triumphed over? Whatever that pain is that you have overcome, that is the source and the center and the cause and the purpose for you to build a personal brand. It's not about you. It's about them. And that's why every life is interesting to somebody.
You can't dig your biggest goals without a little hard work, which is why I bet you'll love listening to The Hustle Daily Show, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Hosted by Zachary Crockett, Jacob Cohen, Rob Litterst, and Juliet Bennett, The Hustle Daily Show brings you a healthy dose of irreverent, offbeat, and informative takes on business and tech news. With short 10 to 15 minute episodes released every day, you're bound to learn something new this week. From updates about Meta and AI to how Domino's is flipping traditional pizza delivery on its head. Listen to The Hustle Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts to stay up to date on what's going on in business and tech. On my health journey, I have been learning a ton about gut health. Your gut health impacts so many things. So if you're someone who's listening to this right now and you're feeling bloated today, I've got you. Ritual created Symbiotic Plus with us in mind. Ritual Symbiotic Plus contains clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. It even contains two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains, which provide fuel to the cells that make up your gut lining and support a healthy gut barrier. Trust me when I say this is a win-win. The delayed release capsule doesn't require refrigeration, so it's easy to take with you when traveling. I take mine every morning for digestive support, and I honestly love the minty taste. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. There's no more shame in your gut game. That's why Ritual is offering my listeners 20% off during their first month. Visit ritual.com/golddigger to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/golddigger.
That is so powerful. And that is so good. And I also feel like that is a permission slip for people to show up today. I think so many people that are listening to this, they're like, I will start a personal brand when I've achieved this level of success, or when I can wrap up my life story in a pretty bow, or when I can say, okay, I was here, but now I'm here. And I think we underestimate the power of going through something and going through something with other people. It's like, you literally just have to be one step ahead. And honestly, I think that's more relatable. I think it's more helpful. I think that people trust you more when they see that like you're still working through it too. And I think that our society is so obsessed with transformation. They want to see that before picture and the after picture, but no one shows the through. And I think what you help people do is to honor the story of going through and to guide people and like reach out your hand and pull people with you as you're doing it. And you know what? It makes the journey so much more fun, so much less isolating, and so much more transformative.
Yeah. Amen. There's nothing like the feeling you get when you serve another person, right? Like, it's weird because especially on the internet, it's really easy to get it caught up chasing like, you know, the money and the private jet and the Bentley and the house and the follower count and the, you know, this award and that accolade. But ultimately, none of those things last really long. They're not that deep, you know, in terms of the level of fulfillment they provide. But when you help another person, it's incredible. I mean, the feeling that you get when you see someone else succeed, I mean, we've just had our 14th client become a New York Times or Wall Street Journal bestselling author. We have had six clients create TED Talks that have gone viral with over 1 million views. We have 8 clients who have grown their revenue more than $1 million a year, more than $1 million a year. The feeling you get from that is so much more powerful. And I think it's like, you know, we live in this world of just comparison and competition. And it's crazy because when you're comparing yourself or when you're competing with other people, you win or you lose. But when you're serving people, you only win. You always win. There is nothing but a win. The only reason you wouldn't jump in the game is because you would go, I'm not smart enough. I'm not successful enough. I'm not well known enough. And all of those things are self-centered, ironically. Like fear is a totally self-centered dynamic. We only feel fear when we're thinking about ourselves. How am I going to look on camera? Does my breath stink, right? Like, it's so self-centered. But when you're serving someone, the way that we say it is, there is no fear once the mission to serve becomes clear.
Yeah.
There is no fear once the mission to serve becomes clear. Like, if you're driving down the road, and let's say there's like a car, you see a car accident, and there's a car flipped over, and you hear someone yelling, like, you're going to help somebody. You're not worried about, how does my hair look? Or like, is my outfit cute? Like, you're not thinking about that because there's no room for that. You're just going to help someone. And we can create that moment at any given moment in our life. And that's what the greatest personal brands do. They're relentlessly focused on service. And it's not about chasing the fame and all that sort of stuff. It's just about being helpful to people. And then you realize, oh my gosh, I can be so helpful to people. And I can make a ton of money in the process, create my own calendar, meet all these amazing people, and just make the world a better place. It's almost unfair. And it just gets easier and easier. You know, I know you experience this now, like you're at that point where you go, I would do this for free.
Yeah.
Now it takes several years to get there. But you know, what an amazing gift and reward if you serve people the right way.
Yes. So one thing that I've experienced firsthand in working with you and stuff is that your team has this well-defined 6-part process that helps people to find their uniqueness. One of the things that we notice is like, anytime we have any sort of offer or something, it's like, everyone wants to know, but will it work for me? Right. We all want to think like we are the unicorn. We are the exception of like, but surely this could work for everyone but me. Like, you don't know me. Can you walk me through just a tiny bit of like what that process is to help somebody to be able to say confidently, like, I am unique. I have a unique perspective. I have a point of view. I have the ability to make an impact, because I think that people listening are like, oh yeah, this totally makes sense for someone else, but they're already disqualifying themselves from being a candidate. So what is kind of that process and like, what does it look like?
Yeah. So we call it finding your brand DNA, and it's really about finding your uniqueness. And it's a 6-part process. There's 6 questions that we ask people. And, you know, it's interesting because it's not so much prescriptive that we could just tell someone like, here's the answer, but it's very introspective in that we ask you these 6 questions and you could try to take yourself through the process. And basically, if you were to brainstorm the answers to all of these 6 questions, at the intersection of all the answers is where your uniqueness lies. So the first question, which is the genesis of how you build a personal brand, and most people can never really get clarity on this question, and it's so simple, is just to be able to answer this one question in one word, which is, what problem do you solve? In one word. What problem do you solve? And this is where it starts. And this is a real struggle for people to figure out because they're multifaceted. They have, you know, lots of different passions and stuff, which is all part of it. But if you can't boil it down to one word, you're going to really struggle because of something that we refer to as Sheehan's wall. Basically, Jenna, the way that this works is in any given industry or market or vertical or whatever, there's basically 2 groups of people. There are those who are unknown, new to the game. And then there are those who are known, they're well known. And so you got these 2 groups of people, some living in obscurity, others in notoriety. And in between the group is what we call Sheehan's wall. We name this after Peter Sheehan, who gave us originally was the inspiration for this concept that we've sort of adapted, but to personal brand specifically. So what the people who are unknown do is they typically look at the people who are well known, right? And you go, okay, you know, we look at Oprah and we look at Gary Vaynerchuk and we look at Tony Robbins and we look at Mel Robbins. And Tony's a good example because Tony talks about money and he talks about health and he talks about relationships and he, you know, he's got business mastery and all these different things. And so people go, well, I want to be like that. And so they talk about a lot of different topics. And then they want to serve a lot of different audiences. It's like, well, I really have a heart for, you know, moms and also for nurses and also for, you know, these other people. And so they have lots of different audiences. lots of different topics. And then every time you go online, you learn a new business model. Somebody going, man, courses are the way to get rich. No, yep. Membership sites, that's where it's at. No, yep. You know, retreats or live events or speaking or coaching or consulting or mastermind. So now we have all these different business models. And then there's all these different platforms we're trying to build an audience, like YouTube and podcasts and Instagram and Facebook. So we're trying to reach all these people, all these different types of people with all these different types of messages on all these different types of platforms with all these different ways of making money. And what happens is you bounce off the wall because of a very simple concept, which is, and this is all the way back from my very first Take the Stairs book. This is like 2012 OG Rory Vaden stuff. If you have diluted focus, you get diluted results.
Yep.
Simple. So a big part of what we do is we just help people figure out what should they focus on. You can be successful talking about any topic. You can be successful addressing any audience. You can be successful with lots of different types of business models. The one thing that's not successful is trying to do all of them or several of them. You know, and Lewis is actually a great example of this. When we first started working with him, he had 17 revenue streams, like 17 different ways he'd making money. I think perhaps maybe the only thing that we really did that was of much valuable to Lewis was we said, hey, there's this thing you're doing, which is your podcast, which was just like an ancillary thing. But we said, it looks like there's a lot of natural momentum here. What would happen if you stopped doing all these other things and just went all in on this one thing? What would happen? Well, the way that you break through the wall is by focusing, mm-hmm. right? Like focus is like precision is what creates power. And so you go, what one problem can I solve for the world? Who's the one audience that I can serve in the deepest way? What is the one platform I'm going to focus on to reach more people? And what is the one revenue stream above all others that really matters the most? And those four questions are the four things that we get people crystal clear on in the first 2-day encounter that we have with them. What problem do I solve in one word? How do I solve it in one sentence? Who do I solve it for? And what one type of person do I solve it for? And what is my one primary revenue stream that matters above all others? And when you have focus, you break through that wall. And if you think about this as like an actual concrete wall. Like if I took a sledgehammer and I hit all different places on the wall, nothing really happens.
Yeah.
But if you hit that same mark on the wall over and over and over and over, eventually it starts to crack and then it starts to chip and then you start to carve out a little space. And then eventually you break through the wall in that one spot. And then once you break through the wall, then the whole wall comes tumbling down. Right? So Oprah can talk about whatever she wants because she's Oprah. Gary Vaynerchuk can talk about whatever he wants because he's Gary Vaynerchuk. But how did Gary Vaynerchuk become Gary Vaynerchuk? He talked about one topic, yeah. Wine, on one platform, YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, how did Amazon become Amazon? They sold one product, books. That was all they did. And they broke through the wall and now they literally sell everything. So you can't look at what people on the other side of the wall are doing and try to emulate what they're doing now. You have to look at what did they do to get there. And with all of them, in the smaller business you are, the less resources you have. Yeah. So the more important focus is, and yet small business owners tend to struggle the most with distraction. And so we're just trying to help them get clear on those things. And if we can just get clear on those things,
yeah,
they're going to take whatever resources they have and concentrate and consolidate them on fewer things. And so, of course, they're going to be more successful. They're going to be more successful doing fewer things.
Yes. One thing that I absolutely love about this and something I love about you, and this is why I like so believe in what you do and how you do it, is that a lot of times I think we're too close to our own genius to recognize that mm-hmm. it's a gift, right? Like, it's like, surely everyone knows this, or like, of course, this is simple for everyone because it's simple for us. And one thing that you've done in my life, and I know you've done it in others, is like, you can call out like the one thing, right? Like you can hone people in. And as you're sharing this, I'm just smiling because I myself am multi-passionate. So many people in my audience, it's like squirrel, idea, business, things, you know, like new platform, like I'm moving in all these directions. And I love this because I can see why having a conversation with someone that keeps pulling you back in, like, what is the one thing? What is the one thing? Because so many entrepreneurs will be like, no, it's three. No, it's five. No, it's 10. And it's like, no. And I love these examples too of like, what did these people do as the one thing that broke them free to do all the things? And I think this is so powerful because a lot of times we look at where people are today and we don't reverse engineer. And if I've ever met anyone in my entire life who loves to reverse engineer things, it's you. Yeah. And so I love that you remind this of like, no, they were really good at this one thing. And I just feel like sometimes it's important that we bring people into this conversation to allow us to express maybe all the things we're curious about or passionate about, but to help us rein it back in. And I think that that's a gift that you've done for me in my life. Like, you know, there is a time where I was getting ready to go on a stage in front of 13,000 people. And I'm like, Rory, and you're like, here's the one thing. This is the one thing. And I think that a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we don't welcome in those conversations because we feel like it might put us in a box. But sometimes that's where we have to begin in order to start making those bigger waves that, you know, kind of ripple on forever and ever and ever.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic that the more narrow your focus, the wider your reach will become.
Yes.
Over time. And money is a great example, another great illustration. And this is one of the other things that we spend a lot of time on And I would say, you know, earlier I said personal branding, the way that we define it is the digitization of reputation. The other part is that it's the monetization of reputation. That
let's talk about that.
Part of what we do is like, how do you turn this into money?
Yeah.
And one of the things that you hear about, this is one of the things that I think is the stupidest things that we hear online, is about multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone's like, oh, multiple streams of income. I'm telling you. So we have four clients that are billionaires. We have been around a lot of really successful people. Ultra wealthy people did not become wealthy by having multiple streams of income. The people who are wealthy did one thing insanely well, and they made all their money doing that one thing. And that's how they broke through the wall, right? They did this one thing. They crushed it. They became the world's best at blank. And then once you have money, then you spread it around, right? Then you diversify. Then you invest in multiple things because you have a lot of resources.
Yeah.
But I love what you were talking about, Jenna, that it's very hard to do this on your own. And that's ultimately why we decided we were going to be a coaching company and like working with people, because these are intimate conversations. And when it comes to the money, for example, there's five ways to make money as a personal brand. You know, high level, when you look at everyone who makes money from having a personal brand, they really make money from one of these five things. So PAIDS is an acronym. So the P stands for products, physical products. So you build a huge personal brand and then you sell people a product, right? If you're The Rock, you might be selling tequila. If you're Sarah Blakely, you're selling Spanx. If you're Elon Musk, you're selling Teslas, right? But they're using their personal brand to sell a widget, something. The A stands for ads and affiliates. And this is interesting because the way you make money is that you actually don't sell your audience anything. You sell other people access to your audience. And so if you're really good at throwing a party and you're really good at getting a lot of people to show up and you're like really fun and you're just good at getting people there, but even if you don't like love selling or know how to sell, you can still make a ton of money. That ads and affiliates is a really great model for you.
Yeah.
Then the I is information, selling information. And so there's obviously been the explosion of courses and membership sites and certifications and assessments. And if you have, you know, a really high intellect or really strong capacity for teaching something, that lends itself to information. The D in PAID stands for deals. So those are like, you know, brand deals, TV deals, movie deals, book deals, where you get typically a royalty is associated with a deal of some type. And then the S is services. And services are actually the fastest path to cash, is to exchange your time for money. And sometimes you'll hear people say, you know, don't trade your time for money. That's not good. Well, actually, trading your time for money is the best way to make a lot of money quickly if you need money short term. Yep. So it depends on who you are and where you're at in your journey. Now, so when we have a one-on-one conversation with someone, we're kind of like looking at what are their skill sets? What are their natural strengths? Which people do they have on their team? What do they already have sitting off the shelf to craft their monetization strategy? In the short term, we look at the paids. Now, long term, we reconcile that against something that we call the DARES. So DARES is also an acronym. And it says that if there was a perfect business model, it would meet all of these criteria. It would be digital, automated, recurring, evergreen, and scalable.
Love that. Love that.
So digital, automated, recurring, evergreen, and scalable. Like that would be the ultimate business model. There's no physical inventory. It's all digital. It's completely self-serve. You don't have to have anyone show up to like deliver the thing. It's recurring. So people pay over and over again. It's evergreen, means it never needs to be updated. And then it's infinitely scalable. You could add 1 million customers without increasing your overhead at all. So long-term, we're weighing or we're reconciling the DARES, but short-term, you know, it's like, you got to look at the reality of someone's situation. Like maybe they have kids, they have young kids, and like, they don't have a bunch of money saved up and they can't go 6 months without earning income. And so that's where personal brand strategy comes into play to go. It has to be a customized solution for each individual person. At least that's the role that we kind of play in the world.
I love that too. And I think so many of my audience members can relate to this because they're finding themselves in different seasons, right? Maybe they're wanting to pivot. Maybe they're wanting to start. Maybe they're wanting to press the brakes, but they can't. And so I do agree that has to be customized. And you also have to really understand, like, here's exactly where I am. Here's what I can offer. Here's what I need help solidifying. And here's where I want to go. And, you know, there's so many times in our lives, like, there are going to be so many people listening to this episode and they're like, okay, I'm going to do this exercise. I'm going to do it like next week, right? I'm going to sit down, write down all the questions Rory asked. I'm going to answer them all. I'm going to put out the dares. I'm going to figure out the monetization strategy. I'm going to do all this. How many exercises in our lives have we done that with, right? Like, oh, I heard this TED talk or I heard this in a book. I'll get around to that. And how many times do we not follow through on that, right? But what I think is so powerful is when you can walk through this, like you have personally walked me through so much of this. And I just see so much value in having someone confirm things. Like one thing that I love is like, you basically ask me a question, I answer it, and then you repeat back the answer to me, right? Like, is this what you mean when you said this? And I feel like a lot of times entrepreneurship feels like this one-sided conversation where we're just like, I'm an entrepreneur. I don't need help. I'm white knuckling this. I know what I want. I'm going after it. And there's so much power in pushback in a good way of like the back and forth conversation. Like when you said this, is this what you meant? When you see this person, is this what you're identifying with? When you are talking about this model, does this really fit with your definition of success? And I feel like a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we're so independent that we're like, we'll just work through this exercise on our own. But there is so much power in the pushback, and pushback is not said in a negative way. It's said in a way of like challenging you. Like, is this correct? Is this you? Is this what you want to be known for? Is this the impact you're making? Is this the income level you desire? Is this the freedom you're after? And there's so much power in that conversation. And I just think that's such a missed opportunity for so many entrepreneurs because we're so stubborn, because we're like, I'll just figure it all out. I got this fresh journal that I bought 2 years ago that I know I'm going to write these answers in. What would you say to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say, you should talk to someone. And by the way, Jenna, like, you know this, but we do the, this is why we do the first call for free with everybody. In fact, if you go to freebrandcall.com/Jenna Kutcher, freebrandcall.com/Jenna Kutcher, you can, if you want to talk, like, you can fill out a little form and we'll connect you with somebody, because sometimes the only way to know the power of that is to do it and to experience it with somebody. And we actually, on the very first call too, we'll show someone, here's the whole process. Like, if you want to break through the wall, these are the steps. And we'll just want to go, tell me about your dream. Tell me about what you're struggling with. Tell me what you're doing well. And tell me what you feel like you need to do more of. And then we basically create like a custom plan with each person. Sometimes that means we get to continue talking to them. Sometimes it doesn't. But there's so much clarity that comes from that type of a conversation. And the other thing I should mention is, like, with us, we work with all different levels of people, right? People sometimes assume, because of some of our more well-known clients, they're like, oh, it must be outrageously expensive to work with. And it's not. We have very, very affordable stuff all the way up to very, very like hyper involved stuff. But it's like the power is in talking this out. And if you're not sure, but you feel this calling, you should talk to somebody, because that's the only way you're going to learn and really flush it out with somebody. And we will tell you too, like, there's a lot of people will say, hey, we're not the right fit to work with you, or, hey, I don't think you're ready for this, or you should check out that. That's part of the exploration together. But there's somebody out there that maybe needs you. And that's, I think, worth listening to. And, you know, it's just having the courage to have the conversation at least.
Yeah, I love that. This has been so powerful. And I really think that when I look at my career in total, I'm so grateful I have a personal brand. I'm so grateful people connect with me as an imperfect human who is always evolving, who is sharing her life. I feel like it has enriched my life, and it's also given me permission to change my mind, to try something else, to experiment. Like, if you are listening to this and you're like, I cannot imagine doing what I'm doing today 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I will tell you that your one-way ticket into the permission slip to pivot is a personal brand. That is mm-hmm. the only way, because people care more about you than the product or service you're offering. And so they will follow you. And so like, I believe in this so wholeheartedly that like the reason why I have been able to explore and try and be imperfect and fail and do all of these things publicly is because people care more about the person than the product. And that is what a personal brand can do in terms of transforming your life, your business, your ethos, your impact. And so I just like, I love this. I love what you do. I love your team. I think it's so powerful. I think these exercises, these questions you've given us have given us the perfect launch pad. But man, I cannot tell you, if you are someone who's on here and you're like, I hate phone calls. Guess what? I hate phone calls too. Do you know how many times I've had to call Rory up? It is worth it to have somebody guide you through a process and to push back and to ask you these questions and to identify these spaces where you might not go on your own.
Mm. Yeah. And part of what we believe, Jenna, too, is that like if you're listening right now and you have this calling on your heart, right? And you don't really know where it came from, but you feel something saying, you're supposed to start this business. You're supposed to go to another level. You're supposed to write a book. You're supposed to share your story with more people. Like any of that inclination or intuition that is calling to you, we actually believe that the calling you feel on your heart to share that message is the result of a signal that's being sent out to you from someone else, and that person needs you way more than you need them, right? Like if you just think about this for a second, no matter what it is that you've been through, there are people out there right now who are hurting and struggling and wrestling with something. They're searching for answers to questions that you already know, like the back of your hand. They are looking to solve problems that you've already moved past. They literally, quite literally, could be on their hands and knees praying for a path that you've already been down. And so we just feel like it's sort of your obligation to serve, like it's your obligation to go, how do you reach out to that person? How do we, and that's what our role is how do we facilitate that transference? Because you're most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were. And there's people all over the world right now that can benefit from what you've been through. And ultimately, I think that's what it's about.
Rory, where can everybody find out more about you, what you guys do, connect with your team, get a call, give me the place to connect?
Yeah, totally. So I mentioned it earlier, and I would just say, if you're interested in learning more, the one thing I would do is just go to freebrandcall.com/Jenna Kutcher and just take a look at that page. And then if you want to talk to us, you can just request a call right there. And we would just love to talk to you. We just want to hear your dream. We want to hear your story. Like, we're kind of old school in that way. Like, we love to connect with people one-on-one. We just want to hear about you. So yeah, so freebrandcall.com/Jenna Kutcher. Other than that, I'm out there on the interwebs to be found.
Thank you so much for being you and being in my life. I'm so glad that we got connected, and I absolutely love learning from you. And this was such a treat.
Well, thank you, my friend. It's a pleasure and a gift to know you and to get to be in your life a little bit. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of what you do, and I'm proud of the way you do what you do. It really inspires me. So thanks for the gift of being here.
This episode was so powerful. I loved getting to talk to my friend Rory. It's crazy. Over the last year, Rory has really spoken into my life and business in so many ways and with so many different avenues, from my book to speaking to the way I show up online. It has been absolutely powerful. And I just can't stress enough how important it is to invite in mentors and experts to speak into our lives, because let me tell you, you are sitting so close to your own genius, your own transformative story, your own ability to make impact that you likely don't even see it. I sincerely hope you book a free brand call at freebrandcall.com/Jenna Kutcher. That's freebrandcall.com mindcall.com/Jenna Kutcher and walk through these exercises and these questions with somebody trained to guide you on the path. I cannot wait to see what you do with your brand and the impact you are about to make. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.